Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man. Wait.
He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
Hobby, why are you making excuses?
I guess that's what it sounds like.
Just be honest. Are you scared?
I'm terrified.
Duke, are you scared?
There's nothing to be afraid of. I mean, what would I be scared of?
Well, that's good, because this has been the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the Sire of Sarcasm, Old Man Wade, and I'm sitting here with my life with her normal enthusiasm as always.
I didn't know I was a part of this.
No, you're here, so you're part of it. And across the pond, across the way, we got the... actually, I can't use that because we're fighting for this title. We got the Superior Super Woke Hobby.
Yo, the terrified Super Woke Hobby.
All right, and I'm going to let this man introduce himself, but I have to make sure that I call him Duke the Great. So tell everyone who you are, even though you've been on here a couple of times.
That's right, folks. It is your man with the hour, man with the power, too sweet to be sour, the Duke from the Duke Loves Wrestling podcast. I'm so excited to be back on the Old Man Wade Show. Shout out to everyone listening. I want you to know we care about you. We're thinking about you and your loved ones during these crazy times here. And we hope that me whooping Hobby in another debate will give you some joy, give you an opportunity to forget about all the craziness in the world, and you can focus on Javi curling up in a ball and crying because the Duke has served him another round of discipline. That's right.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay.
Is he done?
It looks like he's done.
I kind of zoned out a little bit.
So.
What did he say? I wasn't paying attention. Like, he just... Oh, my God.
So I have an idea. I wanted to try this. So I can't tell who's going to go first, so I'm going to ask you guys 5 rapid round questions, okay? But since Duke's the guest, we're going to ask Duke first, and Javi, as soon as Duke answers, you're the answer. There'll be 5 quick questions, rapid fire. You have 5 seconds to answer. Are you guys ready?
Well, we don't start off with a crazy Duke-like speech.
No, he already gave his Duke-like speech.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'll just let you know, man. You're not, according to the score, you're kind of down right now, man.
All right.
That's all good.
All right, so rapid fire, 5 questions. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, so it's Duke, Hobby, and we're going to keep going back in that same order. All right, first, Duke, best wrestler of all time.
The Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Woo!
Hobby, best wrestler of all time.
The Heartbreak Kid, I don't know.
Duke, best comic book character of all time.
Black Panther.
Javi, best combo character of all time.
Blue Marvel, Adam Brashear.
Duke, best rap song of all time.
Ooh,
2.
Dead Presidents, Jay-Z.
Javi.
Damn, that's hard.
3, 2.
I can't think of one, to be honest with you.
So, all right, we'll go with those 3. No, we'll just do 3. Duke, looks like you're in the lead, so you'll have the first response to this. So, we're going to get right into it. So, there's been a lot of controversy going on with Vince McMahon being a kind of a slave owner, in a sense of, in the lack of a better term. There's been alleged reports that he's been forcing his employees to work, regardless of how they feel. He's done things like taking one of their top performers, Roman Reigns, out of the picture during a shout-out to Seth Rollins during a WrestleMania match. There's a lot going on with Vince and the fact that he is an avid Trump supporter and also one of the people who have been charged with restarting the economy. Duke, what are your opinions on all of that and Vince McMahon in general?
Okay, well, first of all, full disclosure, Vince and Kenny McMahon is a close personal friend of mine, so I have to make sure I disclose that. Vince McMahon is one of the greatest success stories in the history of modern American business. Okay, so we have to be clear on that. He built a small-time pro wrestling mom-and-pop company into a worldwide entertainment entity. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. Billions and billions of dollars the WWE is worth. In terms of some of the things that you said in the question, first of all, Roman Reigns is perfectly fine. His wife just had a baby. Okay, oh. let me make that clear. His wife just had a baby, which is the reason why he, Roman Reigns himself, has decided to stay home and ride out the storm during this COVID-19 pandemic. That was not a WWE decision. That was a Roman Reigns decision based on what his doctors said, and the doctors for his wife and the baby, that's what they said. They suggested to him that he stay home. He's a two-time leukemia survivor as well, in addition. But they didn't want Roman to be put in a situation where he's around folks and he's not doing enough social distancing, and then he's bringing home whatever that is to his newborn baby. Okay? Roman has actually gone on record and stated that himself. So this concept of WWE doing anything negative in order to punish Roman or taking him off TV or something like that, it's just ridiculous. It's overblown, doesn't make any sense. So that's number one. Number two, Vince McMahon is not a slave owner. Okay, let's get that straight as well. Any wrestler who's an independent contractor, by the way, any pro wrestler who does not want to be in the WWE, he will let them go. Simple as that. Any person who is a employee of World Wrestling Entertainment Incorporated, if they're still working there and they have a problem, they should report it. Okay, we have a process. They could go to the state, which Connecticut would be the state that WWE is in. They can file a formal complaint. If it's in Florida, they can do that as well. If they feel they're being forced to work under unsafe working conditions. Okay, so until somebody does that, I think this is all conjecture. I think this is all rumor and innuendo, and at the end of the day, put your name on it, okay? If this is true, put your name on it. It's not true. Doesn't make any sense. And I just feel like it's further slander towards somebody who, during the worst time of our lives, is providing entertainment, giving us something that we can consume to take our mind off of things, no different from the Old Man Wade show, by the way. That's right.
What? Okay. So, Javi, your rebuttal.
Did he answer your question?
Kinda.
In the most Trump-tastic way.
So, hold on. Before you go, we have Valkyrie, who said he answered the question in how?
The most Trump-like way.
I lost track of even what the question was, to be honest with you. Pretty much what I got out of that is that entertainment is more important than the safety of Americans. Entertainment is more having wrestling on air is more important than listening to experts when they're trying to protect people from an unprecedented pandemic that we haven't seen in decades and generations. I really don't know how to respond to that, but to get to your original question, when it comes to Vince McMahon being on Trump's board to restart the economy, this is just another episode of Trump just talking out of his ass. This whole board to restart the economy really doesn't mean anything. It was just a way to highlight some of his partisan friends. And that's about it. It really means nothing. And this whole thing kind of started, I believe, before the COVID epidemic took the major toll it has been taking on the economy. So even if it was a real thing, I'm not sure what somebody like Vince McMahon, whose experience is just wrestling, I'm not sure what he can possibly do to restart the economy, given the complexity that the COVID epidemic has, you know, placed on the whole situation. So that's about it.
Hold on, Duke has a rebuttal.
Just want to say real quick here, a couple of things. Number one, clearly Javi is not educated enough on the topic to provide anything that resembles a fair response to anything I said or even your question, okay? Vince McMahon owns an entertainment company. They do movies. They do music. They do merchandise.
Harvey Weinstein owns an entertainment company, too.
Excuse me, sir. I'm talking.
I'm sorry.
So to claim that all they do is wrestling, that's an uneducated thing to say. Clearly, Javi just doesn't know what he's talking about. So there's that. And the other part of this, again, I'm talking. The other thing is you would have to know what has the WWE put in place in order to make their workspace a safe environment for the wrestlers to wrestle in. Okay? So if you're not educated on the fact that they're taking everyone's temperature, that they're having people tested, that they're limited how many people can be in the building at one time, that when you show up to the building, you go, you do your on-camera spots, and then you immediately have to leave the building. There's no mingling, there's no hanging around or anything like that. How they take things over a period of time, it's not live. So they're able to space things out and shoot in multiple locations in multiple parts of a building. If you're not educated on all of those facts, it's pretty ridiculous to say that somebody is making things unsafe or that wrestling is more important than safety or something ridiculous like that. Come on, man. I mean, it literally, Javi brought a pencil to a damn gunfight here.
I'm not sure how you could practice social distancing with a headlock, but, you know, I'll take your word for it.
So Valkyrie here has a response to this.
I wish you had let me say it after Duke's thing. So your first statement, Duke, was very, as Super Woke said, Harvey Weinstein-ish. People aren't being forced to work. No. But it's just like women in offices weren't being forced to give blowjobs to keep their job. They just did it because they wanted to.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, you know, like, there's no fear of losing your job, your entire livelihood, your entire fortune, because you're being forced to do something you don't want to do. I mean, that's not a thing.
And also, think about the message this is sending to people, right? Oh, wrestling, they can wrestle, they can do this, they can do that. Why isn't my job open? Why can't I go to the barbershop? This is just exacerbating the issues that we're seeing with these social distancing protests. You know, it's not helping the situation. And for what? Just so you can get your wrestling fix? That's the most selfish thing I've ever heard in my life.
All right, so I just had to get that out because otherwise my wife would kill me. So this is not an open debate, but so I'm just going to leave it at that. So I have a question. So going forward, so... Duke, what is your response to actually everything that was said because you didn't get a chance to defend yourself at all?
Well, again, I mean, whoever chimed in there, I'm not sure. I can't see who else is. I thought this was Javi and I having a debate. I didn't know that this was going to be Javi and the Javi X.
You know, I mean, everybody gets my bullshit. Listen, you know what I mean?
So, right?
Only one of you can be first, but you all can be next. So I'm perfectly fine with that. Again, this whole notion, Mark asked a very specific question about the WWE. He didn't ask about every other workplace, Harvey Weinstein, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. So trying to take these straw men and enter it into the argument, it's just, I don't know what to even, I just shake my head at that. Let me reiterate the facts that I'm pointing out here. This isn't speculation, this is facts, folks. Again, the WWE. Okay, anyone who works for them and who has been working for them currently during this pandemic, they have taken steps to make the workplace as safe as they can make it. Anyone who does not want to participate in that, they can be furloughed. They will be brought back. Let me make that clear again. Everyone who was furloughed up to this point, the WWE, a publicly traded company, has gone on record to their investors. Forget about everybody else, to their investors, that they will be bringing back their furloughed employees. Anybody who does not want to work under the current conditions are not being forced to. Introducing blowjobs and Weinstein and all this other nonsense is quite frankly embarrassing. And Mark, I hope if that's what the format is going to be, then just please be upfront about that so I can respond in a similar manner to how the attacks are coming.
Well, dude. Right, well, hold on. Let me just say this.
Let me just say, Javi, taking steps to protect the rest of you, right? By testing, by checking temperature, all this other nonsense, right? How is that even feasible when the experts, epidemiologists at the CDC, doctors all over the world, are still coming to grips to how to actually have an effective test? There's no definitive proof that testing is even effective. Yeah. There's no definitive proof that checking temperature is an effective way to see if somebody is spreading the virus, right? But for some reason, Vince McMahon, with his decades of knowledge, you know, stealing wrestlers and hiding the fact that wrestlers are dying on his watch, for some reason, he's the person that you're putting your faith in when it comes to making sure his wrestlers are safe from a pandemic that's unprecedented? Is that what you're trying to say?
You're making up your own word, unprecedented. I've never heard of that word before, so I'm assuming you're saying one thing, but who knows?
You know what I'm saying.
I'll let you talk. Are you going to jump in? Which way do you want it? Do you want it to be a hobby show, or are we going to have an opportunity to complete what we're saying? I don't know.
Yeah, but you know.
Okay, so why don't you mute yourself like I mute myself? Let me finish what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. I gotta find a way to come in after your, 20-minute monologues.
Here we go again. You know, this guy, if you're concerned that you can't win, it's okay, Javi. Just say that up front, and we can just make this an exhibition.
Yeah, but you said you wanted to bring up facts, and I brought up facts. Like, how does Vince McMahon know more than the experts?
I'll let Javi say whatever he wants, and just let me know when it's my turn.
So,
answer the question.
So, hold on,
understand this virus more than the experts.
So, no, Javi, Duke, he brings up a good point. Javi brings up the facts on, like, as of right now with the COVID virus and everything going with the COVID virus. There aren't any, we haven't had a definitive way to test those things. As people that I've worked with have stated, you're negative until you're positive. There have been people who have tested negative and then tested positive on the third time. And there are people who have tested positive and then been negative and then positive again. So how do you respond to to Vince McMahon saying, excuse me, the WWE Corporation saying they're taking quote unquote proper precautions to everything going on?
Am I going to be able to answer this without interruption, or how is this going to go, Mark?
It's all you.
So, Bobby, so he doesn't. I know he's an excitable gentleman there.
Don't delay, man. Answer the question.
Here we go again.
It's all you, Duke.
The WWE has made it clear that they've taken all the steps that they could possibly take, okay? And it's in line with the municipality that's allowing them, municipalities, I should say, that are allowing them to operate. The same municipalities that are allowing churches to operate, that are allowing grocery stores to operate, that are allowing so many other mediums where there are even more people there at one time to operate. So I don't know what to tell you in that regard, okay? If they're taking the steps, if they're practicing social distancing, it's no more than 10 people in one space together at a period of time. If people are being spread out, they're outside, if they're taking people's temperature, if they're having people be tested, I don't know what to tell you, okay? That's what's going on. The states have approved it. What do you want? What else do you want to do? I mean, if you want to tell me that...
Hold on, Javi. Let him finish.
Javi jumping in.
Javi, let him finish.
To say that Javi knows more than the public health officials who have to work with the states, the governors, and what have you, and those legislatures in order to come up with the best possible way to run their affairs, then by all means, maybe Javi should be in charge of everything and he should make the decisions. But
you keep
again,
states
we're going,
and governors.
Hey, Javi, I'm still talking.
It's one state.
So, well, it's not one state because the WWE is doing a pay-per-view in Connecticut tomorrow. So it's not one state. They got approved to do that entire event in Connecticut tomorrow. Again, you'd have to be educated on the topic in order to speak about it in a manner that makes sense. Okay? So, folks listening, just understand, Javi is talking about something that he, instead of just admitting he doesn't know enough, he doesn't have enough facts, he wants to talk around the topic while I'm giving specifics. There it is.
All right, so Duke's over. Javi, your rebuttal.
Like I said, he's talking about education on the topic. I'm not a fan of wrestling, and I'm not going to go into detail about what I know about the coronavirus response and how, you know, individual states are responding to it, because it's a lot deeper than that. There's a lack of leadership on the federal level, which has caused states to really kind of do things on their own. Some states are responding to COVID in a reasonable way, and we're seeing the curve, you know, at least straighten a little bit. But states like Florida, I'm not sure about Connecticut. I really don't know. So I really can't speak on that. But all I know is that Florida, which I remember talking about this with you, is where WWE is headquartered. They have time and time again fumbled their response to the COVID epidemic. So I'm really not sure if it matters if they approve what the WWE is doing or not. It does not show that they care about the safety of their wrestlers at all. That's it.
Duke has a rebuttal to the HQ being in Florida.
Well, I'll just say, again, folks, Javi clearly is just, he's way over his head on this topic. He should have just admitted that it's not a topic that he can speak to because he doesn't know enough. WWE is headquartered in Stamford, Connecticut, folks. Okay? It is not.
Well, there you go. I mean, if they're headquartered in Connecticut, that shows a bias there. Of course they're going to have an event in Connecticut.
Hey, Mark, are you going to take control of this or what? Am I talking or is Javi talking? What's going on?
This sounds like a presidential debate to me.
I don't know about that. So if you don't know where the company is headquartered, then your whole soliloquy doesn't even make sense. You just don't know. Okay? There are numerous states that have made it possible for pro wrestling to operate. That's just the way it is, man. You don't have to like it. Okay? At least three that I know of off the top of my head. At least three. So
at least three. So Connecticut, the headquarters of the WWE, in Florida. Where else? Texas?
Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
Been for almost a month now.
Georgia has one of the worst responses to COVID. What are you talking about?
Well, Javi, I don't know if you're some kind of COVID-19 expert, because as you said, you're not going to get into that. So whatever your analysis is of whose response is good and whose response is bad, you live in Massachusetts. We're still number three for the most cases and the most deaths, by the way, in the nation.
There's a reason for that.
Okay, so now there's a reason for that. Here's my point, Javi. I can't, you know, if you want to get into the nitty-gritty of what's really going on, then let's do it. But please, don't act as if you know more than you do. Just be straight. Okay?
I know more than you, though.
You do not know anything about this topic.
You know more about wrestling,
pro wrestling,
which is impressive.
So just admit that, and we're okay with that. If you want to talk about the states and the COVID-19 response to that, we can go right into that, and let's see who knows what, because I'm very well up to date on that.
But, you know, let's bring up some. I got a question. So now I have a question for you, Javi, breaking off from necessarily WWE directly, but something that they deal with indirectly. And it comes to their deal with Saudi Arabia. Now, we know that they have very strict rules with how they feel about women and the homosexual community. Yet the WWE has taken a lot of money from them to perform, if I'm not mistaken, at least two times a year with their I forget exactly what it's called, but they have a pay-per-view twice a year that they've performed in Saudi Arabia. And a lot of people, including some of the wrestlers who refuse to perform there, take offense and issue with what they're doing. Now, they've, quote-unquote, taken strides to do that. The Greatest Royal Rumble, thank you, Duke. What are your thoughts on them just going there and just performing in general?
Well, so when it comes to how I view America's relationship, when I talk about America, I talk about America as a whole. That includes corporations that are that come from this country. I don't really think it's our job to apply our morality to other countries. That's just the ideological. That's just my ideology when it comes to that. Honestly, I think it's up to the individual wrestlers whether or not they want to participate in that, because there are a lot of bad things that come out of Saudi Arabia, right? For instance, the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman. I mean, this guy, he's murdered a journalist, right? There have been countless incidents where you see slavery, you see religious persecution, right? Beheading people for just the simplest crimes. There's a lot of bad things, right? And I'm not sure if a conversation about the WWE and whether or not they're going to have a Royal Rumble there is really that important in the grand scheme of things when it comes to our relationship with Saudi Arabia. It's complex. It revolves around our national defense, oil, all types of things. So that's about it. I just don't think it's that important in the grand scheme of things.
Duke, your thoughts?
Well, I want to applaud Javi for finding a roundabout way to not answer the question. I'm sure it has to do with the fact that he's not up on the topic enough to answer the question. Again, because you're asking him something about pro wrestling, and Javi's made it clear he's not a wrestling fan. So to ask Javi a wrestling question is just, you know, just disregard him, folks. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Whether he wants to say it in those words or not, I'll say it for him. As for...
I've said it countless times.
Here we go again. Is this guy all right? Just take it. Don't worry, Javi. Just,
bro, you know, you're attacking me.
It's okay.
I respond without attacking you, and then you respond without attacking me.
Somebody else is speaking, Javi. It's okay. Now, getting back to the question here. The United States of America has had relations with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia going back at least to the 1940s, probably earlier than that. Our nation is actively in relations with Saudi Arabia. They are considered an ally. So as a nation, if we are going to consider any other nation an ally, then I'm not going to sit here and judge any business for doing business with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia or any of our other allies for that matter. Okay? It's business. Just like it's business for the country to do it. So I think that folks need to spend more time controlling what they can control. Okay? Like your elected officials who work for you, who work for us. Control them. If they want to do business with Saudi Arabia and you're against that, then organize. Okay? Vote these folks out of office and get somebody in there with the ideals that fit more into your ideals. That's the way to do it. But when you talk about the WWE doing business with an ally, I don't see the problem there. Okay? With that said, let me take this a step further. I'm a black man in America. Okay? At any moment, just existing can cost me my life. Okay? And it doesn't matter who's the president, doesn't matter who is in Congress, doesn't matter who the governor or the mayor, this is our reality. Black and brown people in America. We are treated as less than. We are hunted down like dogs. We are murdered, not just by fellow citizens, but also by agents of the state. That's a form of taxation without representation. So, am I going to sit here and list off all of the atrocities that happened over in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia when these same type of atrocities happen here in America? Come on. That's a little hypocritical. It's embarrassing. No, I'm not going to do that. So I circle back and hammer home the point once again. WWE and their business dealings with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, I have absolutely no issue with that because the United States of America has a long-standing and continued history of doing business with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
So
without admitting that I really don't know much about the WWE, I do agree with Duke on the broad on his broader argument. I don't believe in a moral test, especially when it comes to America's moral superiority when we have so much to deal with here at home. That doesn't excuse what happens in Saudi Arabia, but it's none of my business.
All right. Well, it's funny that you guys found some kind of common ground there, which is kind of hilarious to me. But so I'm not going to get into the next question about how you guys feel about it personally, because honest to Odin, it doesn't really matter. So here's a question to you. We'll go Javi first, just to keep things fair. We have a presidential election coming up in November. It'll be Joe Biden versus current president Donald. I have no idea what I'm doing. Trump, and we have a lot of people who are still debating whether or not who they should vote for. Javi, my question to you is: vote for Biden because it's not Trump, or is there another solution to the problem?
I think first and foremost, the most important thing when it comes to this election is removing Trump from office. I think these past almost going on 4 years of his presidency has done a lot of damage took our reputation abroad. He's dismantled the bureaucracy, and he has created an air of chaos where we need stability. If our leadership isn't consistent, everything else becomes inconsistent. Looking at the response when it comes to COVID, right? The fact that he used this opportunity multiple times just to... He used this opportunity multiple times to make it look like he's the only person that can solve these issues when he has no experience with this stuff, right? When it comes to the president, his job is to make sure you have the appropriate experts to respond to any issue that we might face as Americans. But what he did, he removed the experts, right? He dismantled the machinery that we depend on to protect us as Americans. So the most important thing to do is to remove him from office. Now, we live in a society where we have two major political parties. The Democratic Party has nominated Biden. Nobody else. So he has the best chance to remove Trump from office. Voting for Biden, I think, is the most important thing we can do because of that. Not voting for him because you don't like him. Not voting for him because you think he's racist or a rapist is bullshit, because it's not based on anything true. It's based on what we see day and day again on our timelines, right? We see partisan hacks trying to prove a point. They don't care about the truth. They just want people to think that they're right. And it does nothing. It does nothing to help us in this situation. So I guess what I'm trying to say is it's complicated, but it's not that complicated, because the only solution is to get Trump out of office.
Duke, your response to that?
Can you repeat the question, please, Mark? Because, you know, if I were to go by whatever Javi just said, then I'd have a tough time following along. So please repeat the question.
So we're asking whether or not it makes sense. Like, is it really Joe? Is it like Joe Biden versus Trump, or is there another option, or is Trump the right option right now for this country?
Okay, I can tell you unequivocally that Trump is not the quote-unquote right option for this country now. He wasn't previously, and he won't be in the future either. So Donald Trump has not earned my vote. He'll never get my vote. So let me make that abundantly clear. With that said, Joe Biden has not earned my vote, and he very well may not get my vote either, okay? I got a problem with Joe Biden that dates back to the beginning of his career. Joe Biden, in my opinion, is a nationalist in sheep's clothing, okay? Joe Biden, when he's left to his own devices, he lets you know how he feels, what he's thinking, and his impression of people who he feels are disadvantaged or less than or what have you, okay? Telling black folk to turn the record player on so kids can get more educated. I don't even know what the hell that means, but that came from Joe Biden. That's what he says, okay? In addition to that, we have some serious allegations that are on the table against Joe Biden having to do with sexual assault. This needs to be reported on, investigated, and fleshed out. For anyone to disregard a sexual assault survivor, okay, or even the allegation that a sexual assault has taken place, for anyone to disregard that, to automatically claim, well, that's not true, you have to wonder what this person's agenda is.
So, just real quick, Duke, I have a question just on the sexual assault thing that, the current president was also not convicted, but accused of the same thing multiple times, and people still voted for him.
So, can I respond to that?
No.
Look, I'm not done talking.
Well, Javi, just keep notes. You're coming up.
Jesus. So, you know, if I say I love my mother, that doesn't mean I don't love my father. If I say I don't like milk, that has nothing to do with whether or not I like spinach. Talking about, well, what about Trump? Yeah, what about Trump? Yes, this guy clearly is a sexual abuser. His own ex-wife has pointed that out. This guy's on tape making lewd comments and what have you, admitting that he has assaulted women and what have you. Sure. Was he actually voted into office? I don't believe that. I still believe that this was a stolen election, and that's a whole other layer of something we can get into, but you can't convince me that we have enough people in this country who have voted that person in office. I just don't believe it. I don't believe either one of them are fit to lead this country. Okay? Now, with that said, because of where I live, it doesn't matter who I vote for, because whoever the Democrat nominee is, they're the person who is going to be represented from this state because of where I live. So there's a broader discussion surrounding how much does your vote actually count? Because it's not like the popular vote even matters at this point, okay? So with the Electoral College, how much does your vote actually count? If you are a stomp-down, hardcore Republican, and you're just going to go Republican, and you don't care what anybody says, and you live in Massachusetts, good luck. You're never going to be able to get the national person into office. It ain't going to happen, not in this state, because we are a super majority Democrat state, okay? So I circle back by saying this much, and I'm not a Republican, and I'm not a Democrat. I've been undeclared since day one. Anyone can check my voting record, and they can see what I'm registered as. Okay, that's public record. I'm not voting for either of those fools at this moment. I don't know who I'm voting for. Now, I will pay attention to who Joe Biden picks as his running mate, and I will pay attention to what folks like Elizabeth Warren, who's earned my vote, and even Bernie Sanders, who I hold my nose and vote for him this go-around. I want to pay attention to what they're going to do, especially as it relates to what's happening with Joe Biden. Because it ain't over yet, folks. It's not as if Joe Biden absolutely is going to be the nominee and that's it. If some kind of scandal happens, if something happens that pushes him out of the way, and that is possible, okay, then there's more of a discussion to be had. So folks who want to close the book and say, hey, don't pay attention to these folks who are saying that Joe Biden sexually assaulted and what have you, I'm very weary of those folks. I don't trust folks like that because they have a hidden agenda. And my agenda is very clear. I want real leadership up there because we have a whole mess to clean up, especially with this pandemic going on, okay? Especially with what Trump has done to us, okay? Especially the fact that black and brown people are still being hunted down and killed out there, okay? Especially the fact that our wage gap for women is still the way that it is. I got real concerns and real problems here, and neither one of these guys, in my opinion, can address those problems. Okay? So neither one of them get my vote right now.
So, Super Woke, I know you have a lot to say about this. We've spoken both in the group chat and on privately about this. So, what are your thoughts on the question at hand?
I don't know. Where should I start? I guess I'll start with the rape accusations. I think that it's fair to compare Trump's accusations to Biden's accusations, given that there are dozens of corroborated accusations against Trump versus one allegation when it comes to Biden, an allegation that has been investigated by both the New York Times and the Washington Post thoroughly. And really nothing conclusive has come from that. The victim, I'll say that, the victim, her accusations have changed. I think about a year or two ago, she brought this up, and she was quoted as saying, it's not like I was afraid of Biden. It wasn't like I thought he would bring me in a room and rape me. That was her about a year ago. So I'm not sure if we can just go out and say that Joe Biden's a rapist. I think that's not fair. I don't think there's nearly enough proof to say that. Also, Joe Biden has a history of being, you know, a little handsy, right, in a pretty folksy way. And many women have come out and say they felt uncomfortable, but all of those women say that it never got to the point of sexual harassment. Again, so saying that Joe Biden's a rapist really is disingenuous. It just proves to me that you just don't like him. He might have beaten the candidate you supported in the primary, and you feel a type of way about that. That's okay. You should admit that. As when it comes to solving problems, Joe Biden has decades of experience solving problems in Washington, right? He actually started his political career, right, fighting against redlining, fighting against segregation, right? This is all on the record. I'm not talking about stuff that you see on your timeline that comes from biased opinions. I'm talking about facts and history, things that get lost when people like Duke here try to hide the truth through bombastic language and flowery speeches. It means nothing at the end of the day.
So, Duke, do you have a rebuttal? Javi, were you done?
No, that's it.
That's it? Duke, do you have a rebuttal?
I sure do. Now, first and foremost, at no time have I ever called anyone a rapist. So, again,
you definitely called Joe Biden
when, a rapist. When you introduce a straw man, you know, Javi, I'm talking. When you introduce a straw man into the argument, it's embarrassing. I never called Joe Biden a rapist. I said that things need to be investigated. And anyone who's trying to say that a sexual assault survivor, automatically, whether they're not telling the truth or try to brush it aside their allegations, you have to wonder what that person's agenda is, okay? I wasn't there. I don't know what Joe Biden did, okay? But it needs to be investigated. So
it was investigated.
I'm talking.
Javi, you gotta let him finish.
Is that the sexual assault survivor has made it clear that she will go under oath, that she will take a lie detector test, especially if Biden will take a lie detector test. She is ready to go all the way with this. So, folks, you take that for what it means. Is she telling the truth? Is she not telling the truth? I don't know. But I don't think there's enough information out there to conclusively know, which is why, again, it has to be fleshed out. It has to be investigated. I am not calling Joe Biden a rapist. And for anyone to claim I said such, when you can clearly run the tape back and hear what I said, it's just embarrassing. Maybe people need to clean their ears up. So there's that. Now, here's the other part of this. Joe Biden's record absolutely speaks for itself. Voting on the crime bill. Being responsible for assisting in incarcerating black and brown folks at alarming numbers. Okay? Being part of the administration that deported more people, that killed more brown people around the world through their drone program, that did the domestic spying. I mean, we can go down the list of what Joe, the breakdancer Biden, has been part of.
Oh, please, let's go down that take, list, please.
What he wants to take credit for with the things that he has done. I stand pretty firm on my original premise, okay? I feel that Joe Biden is a nationalist in sheep's clothing. And lastly, this whole handsy nonsense, okay? I can't speak for anybody else who's part of this discussion. But me personally, I've worked cases with sexual assault survivors. I have sexual assault survivors in my immediate circle, including family members, okay? I've managed both in business and on the government level, okay, where I've had to conduct trainings on sexual harassment and things of that nature. There's no such thing as handsy. No one has a right to put their hands on anybody. And if you have touched somebody in any way, okay, and they tell you that they're uncomfortable, they make it clear to anybody that they're uncomfortable, or if anyone else observes that and they're uncomfortable, we got a problem, okay? That is a form of sexual harassment. It is unacceptable. It is not something to sweep under the rug. And Joe Biden is on tape. He's on everything. You got pictures. You got the whole nine yards of Joe Biden rubbing and touching and invading people's personal space and doing things that he has no business doing. As far as I'm concerned, this is a person that absolutely needs to be investigated. We need to figure out what this guy's problem is, period.
Well, Javi, I'm pretty sure you have a rebuttal.
Yeah, let's go down the list. I really do want to go down the list. Let's talk about the crime bill, right? I hear this a lot from people that have a selective memory or just don't know what they're talking about. So that crime bill was in response to a crime wave like we've never seen in this country, right? It was something that black mayors, every mayor in America of color supported, right? Black leaders supported. The Congressional Black Caucus supported, right? The only people that didn't support that bill was the majority of Republicans in Congress because they thought it was too easy, right? We talk about how it exacerbated mass incarceration, but we don't talk about the fact that the trend of mass incarceration was steadily going up way before the 94 crime bill, right? If you look at the trend line, you really can't tell the difference between before that crime bill and after that crime bill. We don't talk about the fact that that crime bill had provisions in it for drug courts, right? That was meant to divert drug addicts away from prisons into rehabilitation. We don't talk about the fact that when it comes to Joe Biden, Joe Biden was not a supporter of the three strikes and you're out rule, which meant that if you had three felonies, you would get automatic life in prison. We don't talk about that. We don't talk about the fact that that bill also had the ban on assault rifles. We don't talk about the fact that that bill had the defense against women, the Defense of Women Act, right? Which gave stringent convictions of people convicted of domestic violence. We don't talk about that. When we talk about Joe Biden being a racist, I hear this a lot. Because I know Duke's going to bring this up eventually, right? Biden was against busing. Or Biden was against redlining. Biden fought against redlining. He was against busing because, as we found out decades later, busing was a lot more complex than we thought it was, right? It didn't address any of the issues that were systemic to the inequality of education in inner cities and everywhere else, right? Biden has been a stalwart fighter for civil rights. A stalwart fighter for people that needed somebody in Washington to defend them, right? All we hear is Biden is some evil person that we never. These are things that we've never heard of until he went against people like Elizabeth Warren, who Duke supported, or Bernie Sanders, that many on the left supported, right? Their candidates lost, and they're upset about it. So they're bringing up all this bullshit against Biden that really makes no sense and flies in the face of facts, flies in the face of history, flies in the face of a man who has a very good track record of doing what's right in Washington. That's it.
Duke, do you have a rebuttal to what he just said, or would you like to move on to the next topic?
I encourage anybody who's listening, you can go to my personal Facebook page and you can look at the history. It's public.
Your personal Facebook page, bro?
You can see what.
How about you just Google the facts?
Is Javi okay? Javi, again, somebody else is talking. It's okay. You can go to my personal Facebook page and you can see.
You can also check Wikipedia for all the facts as well if you're going to go to his Facebook page.
Javi, do you just want to take the whole thing, or are you going to let me talk? Which one is it going to be?
I just don't know how credible your Facebook
is. You're never interrupted. You're never interrupted, but yet you keep interrupting me. How does that work? See the problem here? See who's concerned about what the other person has to say? Again, folks. It is a fact. You can go to my personal Facebook page.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My entire archive. Is this guy okay? My entire archive is there.
Okay. Your archive.
You can see
you gotta let him speak.
What I have had to say about the crime bill through the years, about Joe Biden through the years, about Bill Clinton through the years, you can see everything I've had to say about it. What you'll notice, way before Bernie Sanders was running for president or Elizabeth Warren was running for president or any other candidate that was in this race this cycle, you will see that I've been using the same talking points because this is actually how I feel. I am a child of the 80s, okay? I grew up during the crack epidemic, okay? I'm originally from Dorchester, okay? I'm the son of law enforcement, okay? I've been in the room with folks when it deals with community policing. I have classmates who have dealt with addiction within their families and what happens as a result of that to them. As an adult, I've worked cases surrounding the issue, okay? My position on this has never changed. has nothing to do with any candidate in the race right now. Joe Biden, in my opinion, he has contributed to mass incarceration of black and brown people in this country. It's a fact. That crime bill, folks want to say that that reduced crime. Crime was already on the downtick before that crime bill. Okay. Now, Javi can say
that is wrong. That is factually incorrect.
If you take from 1991, okay, and you start going down to 2017, you tell me what crime looks like. Okay, folks. So Javi can say whatever he wants because this is an audio show. It's not like you can look at any facts or figures, what have you. And you notice how Javi keeps interrupting me as I'm speaking, because why would you ever want me to speak? Because I just will just tell the truth. And while Javi's trying to dance around and he really doesn't have anything specific to talk about, you know, meanwhile, I keep coming with these specifics. It's a problem for him, and I understand that. There is no agenda with me. I don't give a damn if you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, in between, what have you, okay? If I feel that you can't lead this country properly, you're not going to get my vote. And it's not about Joe Biden. And it's not about Chili Willy or whoever else is in that spot.
Chili Willy!
It's about the overall fact here. And the problem with the Bidenites, like Javi, is that they want to make this a personal issue. And because they want to sit there and suck at the teat of Joe Biden, they want to hold on to him as if he's some kind of savior or something. Meanwhile, quite frankly, he's made it clear throughout his career, he don't give a damn about your black ass. So I will leave it at that.
All right. Actually, we were only supposed
I just want to say something about Joe Biden not caring about our black guys. Again, Joe Biden started his political career, right? One of his tentpole issues, again, was ending segregation, right? Was dealing with the consequences of redlining. These things, don't go to my personal Facebook page. Don't go to Wikipedia, right? Go to Google and go to factcheck.org. Go to PolitiFact. Go find old newspaper articles and clippings from that time frame. Don't listen to me or Duke. This guy has been in the public eye for decades. His track record is recorded and easily looked up. If somebody tells you to go to your personal Facebook page for facts, you got to look at those people sideways, man. It doesn't make any sense. And again, you say this is your opinion. That's fine. If it's your opinion, I'm not going to argue about your opinion. I'm really not. But don't try to hide your opinion, right? Again, with these bombastic speeches, this isn't the WWE, right? You're not on camera. You don't have to rip off your freaking T-shirt, right? You can depend on the facts. And again, this is an audio show, right? But everybody who listens to this, I'm pretty sure, has access to the internet. You can look this stuff up. That's it.
Duke has one last rebuttal before we close things out.
And hopefully Javi will be able to control himself as I'm speaking. We'll see. We'll see if he can do it one time here.
Keep it honest, and I'll try.
Well, there it is. I guess he could. See, it's a habit of his. Folks, Javi attacked me personally, stating that the reason why I am against Joe Biden or what have you, and I'm paraphrasing that portion there, is because he beat one of my candidates that I was supporting previously. Which is why I told you to go to my Facebook page and take a look at my history to see what I've said about Joe Biden and the crime bill and what have you through the years. So for Javi to claim that you don't need to go to his Facebook page for any facts, it is a fact when you're trying to claim that the reason why I'm not supporting somebody is because of someone else. It's like, no, brother, here's the facts to that. So we can just clean that up real quick because you don't know what you're talking about. Now, my last point on that crime bill, okay? Government Accountability Office, folks, just go to their report. Came out in 2005. As Javi likes to say, hopefully most of you have the internet. I'm not going to say that I know or that I'm sure that most of you have the internet. I don't know why I would say that. In this COVID-19 crisis right here, we can't even get kids proper schooling right now because they have internet issues. But I guess Javi doesn't know anything about that, but that's a whole other story.
Kids shouldn't be listening to our
Government Accountability Office came out with a report in 2005. And what they stated very clearly that crime bill didn't have as much to do with the crime rate going down as folks like Bill Clinton and Joe Biden would lead you to believe. It had more to do with the community policing. Okay? It had more to do with that. Can you imagine that? Police officers realizing you can't just arrest away the problems. You actually have to get into the communities and provide services in order to help people. And when people are helped and they have another way, like here in Boston where we created youth programs so kids can have summer jobs.
Dude, I'm sorry. I really need to ask you this question.
Hey, Javi,
I really need to ask you this question.
I'm not.
No, you could go for another hour. I don't care. I just need to ask you this question.
I'm not answering.
Where did that emphasis on community policing come from?
Well, where did that emphasis on community policing start in 1991, Javi? What year was the crime bill?
That crime bill had provisions to support community policing.
What year was the crime bill, Javi?
94, which had provisions to increase community policing.
Javi, when did community policing start to catch on throughout the world? And where did it start? Where did the concept start, Javi? And where did it start to catch on?
Actually, can I answer that question?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
That started in Asgard back in, I want to say, 10,000 BC, and I'm ending it like that because that's been the old man Wade show, and we could literally do this for another 2 hours, but I know Duke has other obligations. So, uninterrupted. Duke, final rebuttal just on everything that was said.
Well, I'll just say, folks, first of all, again, I hope that you all enjoyed yourself there. I don't have to say much about the other guest there. He's already represented himself for exactly what he is and how he does things. Just focus on what you've heard there and the facts and people who will allow other people to speak and people who feel the need to interrupt other people while they're speaking because they're afraid of the points that they're going to make. Okay? My points stand firm where they are. You know how to reach me. So with that said, once again, thank you folks for listening and appreciate you.
Super Woke.
I'm extremely happy to be, you know, part of this discussion today with a person as intelligent as Duke. I'll admit that. I hope that our audience learned something new from both of us, and we were able, you know, even though it wasn't as civil as it probably could have been, you know, whatever. But unlike, you know, Duke, I'm not one for, like, bombastic speeches that lean heavily on showmanship. For me, the most important thing when it comes to these discussions is highlighting the truth. Highlighting the truth is key in a world where we are often bombarded by fake news and half-truths, corrupted by biased arguments. Highlighting the truth is key when even our leaders seem allergic to honesty. Highlighting the truth is key when people can be portrayed as villains to millions just because they are disliked by a few. Right? This absence of truth is the main reason I tend to shy away from long-winded arguments on social media that tend to do little more than entrench people further into their own narrow points of view. This is due to the fact that nuance and complexity are quite difficult to convey on platforms such as Facebook and Twitter. But thankfully, thanks to you, old man, we were given an opportunity to have a more fleshed-out conversation about many of the heated topics we see every day on our social media feeds. And I thank you for that. Thank you, too.
So I want to thank both of you guys for doing this. This was way more than I expected, and I appreciate both of you. But before we go, I have to let everyone know where to find Duke. Let everybody know where they can find you. Man, you have you're one of the few. You're one of, I would say, about maybe like five people that I know where you can get an honest opinion about something on social media without feeling attacked. So tell everyone where they can find you and your show.
Well, the name of the show is Duke Loves Wrestling, R-A-S-S-L-I-N. Every major podcast platform that's out there, you can find the show. My entire archive is on YouTube, so we can make it easy for you, especially if you're folks overseas and you have some challenges with some of those other platforms there. But also, you can find me on Facebook, at Duke Bennett. Okay, that's my personal Facebook page. I talk about sports and politics primarily. And as old man said, anyone can come on and share their opinion. You're going to get a wide range of people chiming in and what have you. And we just let it all hang out, you know. But all are welcome. If you talk some nonsense, somebody's going to address you and you folks can duke it out.
Duke it out. I see what you did there. But also, let people know where they can find you on Twitter as well, because I don't know if your account's private. If it is, I apologize for that. But like, you talk wrestling as well, and you're not just a WWE guy, despite your love for Vincent Kennedy McMahon. You're also versed in everything from like the independents. You did actually a long you have an archive of interviews with wrestlers from the Women of Wrestling in Vegas, if I'm not mistaken, and other independent wrestlers. Like, you have one with my favorite wrestler of all time, Roddy Piper's daughter.
I sure do. And at Duke Loves Wrestling, that's really it for all of my social media, what have you, if you're looking for the wrestling content. And on Twitter, you know, I will engage and try to keep up with folks as much as I can. The show, as Old Man Wade pointed out, there's definitely a wide range of guests. I mean, you know, from basketball Hall of Fame journalists to former football, NFL football players to, as Old Man Wade said, wild superheroes. The majority of their roster, this is an all-women's pro wrestling company, and it's on TV, on Access TV, Saturday nights, 8 p.m., prime time. I'm the exclusive interviewer for that company in terms of podcasts. I've interviewed more of their talents, and I have more coming up with the next season. So please, check me out. Shoot me a message. Don't be afraid. You know, I will respond to you. There's no two ways about it. As Javi found out, and I love Javi. Javi's a good dude, man. He's just a little confused about a few things, and he gets a little excitable. But that's okay.
I love you too, Duke.
That's why you got to have the Duke in here. You know, Javi is like the hot sauce, while the Duke is the ribs. That's right.
So, Super Bowl, tell everyone where they can find you and find the Old Man Wade Show in general.
So you can find the Old Man Wade Show at oldmanwade.com. You can find episodes, articles, all types of fun content. You can find us on Facebook at the Old Man Wade Show page on Facebook, where we share fun memes. We try to keep it light, especially in today's dark times. We try to bring some entertainment to you guys in the best way you can do, right, with some social distancing. You can find me at Let Shit Record on Twitter. And also, you can find both of us, especially Old Man Wade, at CCBN, Comic Book Culture.
Comic Book News.
Yeah, Culture Comic Book News, something like that.
The Culture Comic Book News podcast. Jesus Christ. We're doing it next! For the love of Odin, man, this has been the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank my co-host and the guest for doing this. We're going to do something new. We're actually going to have votes to see who won this debate. So you actually have to listen to the show to get a clear winner. And a special bonus, one special person who votes and comments and shares this particular episode will get a $20 Amazon gift card mailed to them. Or digitally, however it works for you. So yes, I didn't tell Javi about that, but that is an exclusive, courtesy of Duke Loves Wrestling, the Duke Loves Wrestling podcast, and the Old Man Wade Show. This has been the Old Man Wade Show, and for once, I didn't use a C word.
Damn it, Wade!